Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give God some praise. Ah, he's the honorable one. Come on and give him some praise. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Glory to his name. You may be seated. Open your Bibles quickly to the book of Deuteronomy, the first chapter. Deuteronomy. It's called the fifth book of Moses. Verse number six, chapter one, verse number six. It says, the Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, ye have dwelled long enough in this mount. Turn you and take your journey. And go to the mount of the Amorites, and unto all the places nigh thereunto, in the plain, and in the hills, and in the vale, and in the south, by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and unto Lebanon, unto the great river, River Euphrates. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess it. Possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. Come on, give God some praise. Touch your neighbor, it's your neighbor tonight. Title of this message is called Change. The Lord our God spake unto us. The Lord God, or Jehovah Elohenu, means Lord of hosts. And he said he spake unto us. He was speaking unto us, Israel. And he was letting Israel know that they done what they did long enough. They done been in this mount long enough. Mountain in this instance that I'm going to use tonight, it represents just a plain old mountain that's anchored in the earth. He told them to get up. He said, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. You said, well, God was talking to Israel. Well, as we read on and read on, and when we get to where we are, we're in the last days, the end time that is called, and we are fighting a good fight of faith, Brother Tony. But as you read over in the epistles, God said in past time, God spoke through the prophets. In sundry times he spoke. And he spake in divers manners. But now God is speaking to us, you and I, the gospel carriers, through his son Jesus, by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Giving us the revelation knowledge that's already in us. See, you already got word in you. But in order to bring forth the revelation of it, the one that's going to give you direction and instruction, you need the Holy Ghost. Come on and give God some praise. God is saying to you and I, we've been in this mountain long enough. The mountain is rough. You can't live on the mountain. It's mountainous, it's got a rough terrain, it's got hills, and it's got crevices and things, holes. You can fall into it. You can get bit by lizards and all of this stuff. So you can't live on the mountain all your life. We can't live on past blessings all our life. We can't worry about the present circumstances all our life. God says some of us done been in the same old circumstances day after day after day after day. And God is saying tonight is long enough. My God. The mountain, he said, you done been in, you can't live on this mountain. You can't live alone. You can't live by yourself. There's no substance in the mountain. Many people done died on the mountain. Man tried to climb it and conquer the mountain and do this and do that. But many have died on the mountain. So we can't remain on the mountain. In other words, God is saying, you can't remain in your problems all of your life. We have to turn them over to Jesus. And we have to turn them over to him and let him deliver us and set us free. According to the revelation knowledge of his word. We can't live like we living. Glory to God. Some of us, we are always complaining. We wish God would do this and do that. It's been 20 years. We've been going through the same old thing, Lord God. God said, it's time. Glory to God. We done been in this stuff long enough. God said, it's time. He said, I want you to turn. Glory to God. In other words, I want you to turn your face to me. I want you to look unto me, the author and the finisher. Glory to God. Because I'm going to show you the way. You don't have to live according to your circumstances. Yeah, the deliverance has been a long time coming. But I'm the same God as I was for Moses and Joshua and Isaac and Abraham. I'm your God now. Glory to God. And I'm going to bring you out. I'm going to lift you up. Just like I delivered the children out of Egypt, I'm going to deliver you out of your Egypt. Just like I delivered them, glory to God, out of the wilderness, I'm going to deliver you out of your wilderness. All you got to do is turn aside yourself. See, it's up to you and I. We're the one that's got to change. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's never going to change, but he's waiting on you and I to change, to make up our mind that, God, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm going to lift my face up to you. Glory to God. That means that I'm going to increase my faith. I'm going to have more confidence than I had yesterday. I'm going to have more power than I have yesterday. I'm going to have more faith than I have yesterday. Glory to God. If I got more faith than I had yesterday, that means that I can get up from this mountain. That means that I can get out of my problem. That means that I can be delivered, glory to God. That means that if I'm sick, I can be healed. That means that if I'm sad, I can be happy. That means that if I'm weak, I can be strong. I'm going to get up out of this mountain because there's no life here, and I'm going to go where the land of the living is. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something about God. He's greater than your mountain. It says in Psalms 65 and 6, it says, he established them. He made them. Then he goes on to say, he weighs them. In Isaiah 40 and 12, he breaks them into pieces. 1 Kings 19 and 11. He grinds and trashes them and in pieces, Isaiah 41 and 15. Glory to God. He sets them on fire, Deuteronomy 32 and 22. He melts them, Micah 1 and 4. He removes them, Job 9 and 5. And God can remove your mountain. God can set them on fire. God can crush them problems. God can cause them to be no more. But God wants us to change our mind. See, when we change our mind, then we can live the scripture. The scripture says, call forth those things as not as though they were. Glory to God. Why? Because I decide to turn my face to God like a flint rock. Glory to God. And I'm not going to turn aside. I'm not going to be weak any longer. I'm not going to dwell on the mountainside. There's no food on the mountain. There's no light on the mountain. There's no directions on the mountain. There's only one thing on the mountain, and that's death. Glory to God. But I'm not going to live, glory to God, on the mountain. I'm going to come down. I want to be happy today. I want to come down. I want to smile today. I'm going to come down, glory to God. I want to be strong today. I'm going to come down and I'm going to rejoice today. I'm going to come down and I'm going to pray a little longer today. Why? Because there's no light on the mountain. The light is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You've been long enough. I've told God many times, God, I said, how long? Glory to God, but I feel it in my spirit that God said, it's long enough. What he's talking about is you got to change. It's long enough because you haven't changed. It's long enough for you stand just like you are. It's long enough for you to use just a little bit of faith that I've given you that can move that mountain, that can melt that mountain. He said, you've been long enough in that stuff. You've been long enough in your weakness. You've been long enough in your sadness. You've been long enough, glory to God, by being down, glory to God. You've been long enough in all these things. You've been long enough in worrying, glory to God. That worry is on the mountain, and worry will cause you to be sick, glory to God. God said, you've been long enough in all these things. They've been holding you down. God said, when you make up your mind and change it, he said, I'll be right there by your side, just like I always been. I have never left you, nor will I ever forsake you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So turn you, take your journey. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to turn my face to God. I'm ready to take my journey. Hallelujah. Can't be no rough in the mountains. I'm ready to take the journey. We got to be ready to take the journey. We're going to go through pearls and trials and tribulation and situation. But you got to be willing to take the journey. God said, you've been too long unwilling. Glory to God. Oh, you've been willing to go, but you just didn't make your mind up. God said, you've been too long not making your mind up. It's time to make your mind up and try me, said God, and see when I open up my windows of heaven and pour out my blessing up on my people that I already have for them. Glory to God. See when I open up, glory to God, and give you the victory over all of your circumstances. Those things that you're in the midst of, you can't see your way out. You can't move no mountain, glory to God. You can't see your way out, but God said, I'll melt the mountain, I'll trash the mountain, I'll break them into pieces, glory to God, I'll tear down the mountain, I'll make a mold here, and you can step over, said God. All you got to do is trust me. Glory to God. I'm ready to take the journey. In other words, I'm ready to complete this thing. You got to be ready. See, when you start a journey, you got to be ready to complete it. God said, we've been too long in the middle of the journey. We haven't been traveling fast enough. What you mean traveling fast enough? We have missed God so many times. We missed him while we complain. That's nothing but idle words, wasting time. That's valuable and precious time. I could have used that time to rejoice if I'd have just stood on his word, glory to God. I could have used that time to lift him up, glory to God. I could have used that time to testify. I could have used that time to pray. I could have used that time to witness. I could have used that time to come to church. I could have used that time to love my brother. I could have used that time. But God said, you've been in that time too long. It's time to get up and take that journey. Take the journey where? From the mountain. Take the journey from your problems. Take the journey from your ways. See, it's us. It ain't God. What did God say? He established the mountains, so there ain't no problem for him. If he's greater than those mountains that he created, then he's greater than the mountains that we created. See, because God didn't put you in the mess that we're in. But he gave us a little faith. Glory to God. He said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say unto yonder mountain, those ones that have been with you for 20 years, you can say unto yonder mountain, be thou removed and plucked up and cast into the sea. And the Bible said it should obey you. Why? If you have confidence in God, it'll obey you. If you have faith in God like never before, it will obey you. And you can always get out of your trouble. The trouble with the saints today, they think they can't get out of trouble. And you know the reason why we think we can't get out of trouble sometimes? Because we got our mind stayed up on the wrong thing. We need to have our mind stayed up on Jesus. Glory to God. Remember, he's the author and the finisher. Remember, he the one created the mountains. He established them, glory to God. And he showed us what he can do with them, glory to God. He tore down some of them. He melted some of them. Ah, that's the same God that created those mountains. God is going to show us what he can do in our life. All we got to do is just give ourselves to God. Turn your face to God. That means give you all and all. I don't care what the price is, glory to God. There's no greater price than Christ paid for us to be free, glory to God. For whom the Son set free is free indeed. I want to enjoy some of that freedom. I don't know about you, glory to God, but I'm looking for the great manifestation of God. Hallelujah. I have seen them all yet, but I know they're there. Why? Because in this perfect book of liberty, God said his promises are there. God said his blessings are there. God said anything that we have need of is in him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Change. We got to want to change. See, sometimes we think that it's too great. It's too much on my mind all the time. It just wear me out. The Bible said they come to wear out the saints. But you ain't got to stay worn out. We wore out because we forget who we really are sometimes. I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about me. You forget who we really are sometimes. Why? Because the first thing that come is that trial. And the first thing that come out of that trial is worry. And worry is nothing but a spirit. It come to kill you and destroy you. It'll perplex your mind. You can't think right. You can't sleep right. When you think you're doing all right, when you think you're doing all right because yesterday's victory, glory to God, the next storm come along is going to be greater than the one yesterday. Why? Because God, there's always some storms coming. There's always some more mountains, glory to God. But all we got to do is trust in God and lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways, that what we have created, that what we have done to ourselves, all of that, glory to God, that we have omitted, glory to God. We have omitted the word of God, but the Bible says stand on his word, glory to God, for his word is sure, glory to God. It's a foundation that won't crumble. It's a foundation that won't fall. It's a foundation that won't crack, glory to God. Stand on this foundation. It is a true foundation, and everything that's on that foundation, everything that God has written in this book shall come to pass. That's what I like about God. It shall come to pass. I might not see it all, but I want to see my part. Hallelujah. Somebody praise God. I want to see my part. Glory to God. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. God's got a part for you to see before you leave here. God got some manifestation for you to see before you leave here. God has got some experience for you to experience of his power before you leave here. We better hurry up, glory to God, because the time is running out, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you tonight, God ain't going to run out, glory to God. It's we got to change, glory to God. We got to make up our mind. We got to press on in. We got to live according to the scripture. We got to endure. We got to persevere. We got to push aside, and we got to change so that God can come in and have his way. He said, turn you and take your journey and go to the mount of the Amorites. And unto all the places thereunto, in the plain and in the hills and in the vale and in the south. God wants us to go where it's rich at. We can't dwell on the mountain. God wants us to take a journey with him. You see, we are passing through this old world, but God is on the journey with us. And God wants us to take this journey with him. He told the children, he said, you get up and go where your enemy is. All of the goodness and all of the good treasures are sitting there. They just got it pressed down, shaking together. It's waiting on you. What is the wealth of the riches is stored up for the righteous. It's waiting on us. I ain't talking about the money and all that stuff. God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things to be added unto you. The richness lies in the word of God. Because if you got the word, you're rich. You got the word, you got everything. The Bible says, ask anything, what? In my name, believe it. That means that you got everything. Money don't come before the word, glory to God. Money come after you speak the word. After you speak unto your mountain. After you speak unto yon the mountain. Then come the blessing. But you got to speak it, the word of God. And when you speak the word of God to your problem and your situation, then you can take the journey like you're supposed to take it. Hallelujah. Going to the Amorites, he said, and all the places nigh down too. See, God has got it all for us. He ain't got us in just a spot. He got us in a wide place. He said, go into all the places. Go into the vale. Go to the south. Go to the east. Go to the north. Go to the west. Why? Because our footsteps are ordered by him. Footstep of the righteous is ordered by him. So where we walk, we are blessed. Unless you're living on the mountain. Where we go, we are blessed. Wherever you tread upon, God said, we are blessed. When you tread, when you walk. In other words, when you got your mind stayed up on God, you are blessed. And wherever you go, it becomes holy. Whatever you take hold to becomes holy. Why? Because you got the holy word on the inside. And the scripture said, where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. Glory to God. So wherever you go, you're going to have peace. Wherever you go, you're going to have rest. Wherever you go, you got joy. Wherever you go, you got the power of healing. Wherever you go, glory to God. Over here, he was Jehovah. Glory to God. Elkanu. Glory to God. But God unto us is Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Nissi, my banner. Jehovah Rohi, my shepherd. Jehovah Tetzkanu, my righteousness. Jehovah Shalom, my peace. Jehovah, glory to God, the one who delivered. Jehovah Raphael, my healer. Glory to God. That's the one I'm serving today. That's the one we're serving today. We're on that journey with him, and we're going to make it all the way with him. Hallelujah. God told him to just go claim it all. He told us to claim it all, Sister Metcalf. He said he'll bless you, won't have room enough to contain it. We ain't got to be greedy, just take the journey. Just turn your face from the mountain. Turn your face from your problems and turn it over to God. And don't look back, but stay on the journey with God. He said, I want you to go to the great river. Euphrates. God is a great God. God wants us to move. He wants to move for us, and he wants us to move in him and live and have our being in him. That means that God wants to lead us by his spirit, by his power, and by his might. See, you can't move no mountain. You can't move them problems that you're in. You can solve some of the things, but it only lasts momentarily, seem like. Because soon as you get the victory, the enemy get mad and you got 10,000 more than you had before. The Bible said these are the little foxes that come to spoil the vine of the tender grapes. Come to make you change your mind. Come to make you stay where you are. Come to make you, glory to God, worry till you die. Come to make you sick, glory to God. Come to make you weak, glory to God. These are the little foxes. That weakness and that sickness come to make you weak. But God said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. In other words, he come to make us strong. He come to make us endure. He come to make us persevere. He come to lift us up, glory to God. He come to make us glorify his name. He come to talk to his people. He come to fellowship with us. He come to commune with us. Why? Because we have a great God on this journey. And if we stay on this journey with God, we're going to make it all the way home. Hallelujah. set your mind like a flint rock on God. So that's what we got to do. We got to see the end from the beginning. See, the more you turn your face to God, the more God will show you. He'll show you things that are. He'll show you things to come. He's going to tell you whether or not you are the biggest problem. And 99 and 100% of the time, we are the biggest problem. That's why we need him on this journey. Because we can't make it by ourselves. You can't move all them circumstances in your life. It ain't going to do nothing but bring you stress. You can't take care of every situation, glory to God. One day they're going to be so heavy, you're just going to throw up your hands and give up. But God don't want us to give up. He wants us to persevere in him, glory to God. In him do we move and live and have our being. In him we are made strong in every circumstance and situation that we're going to ever face in this journey. Hallelujah. He said, behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land. And I'm closing. He said, go in and possess the land. Go in and possess the land. You got to be so mad at circumstances and situations that you take totally control. See, we have control over those things by the word of God. He said, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be also in you. That means that every thought come your way, bring it into captivity unto the obedience of this word. If it's good, receive it. If it's bad, you know what to do with it. God said, possess the land. Possess means you got to do what? Claim something. You just can't walk in and say, that's mine. You got to walk in with boldness. You got to walk in like a child of God. You got to have so much boldness that when you walk in and they see you, they won't then start giving it to you, glory to God, because they know they have no defense. They know they can't keep on retaining what they already got, glory to God. Why? Because God done stored it up for you. So you got to pertain, you got to possess it with boldness. And how shall we be bold except by the word of God? When we speak this word, glory to God, mountains melt, God said, glory to God. Our mountains will be trashed, glory to God. When you speak this word, glory to God, God said he'll bring the mountains down and it'll be just nothing but dirt and gravel, glory to God. When you speak this word unto your problem, out of trouble with us, glory to God, and sometimes we speak the word, but we don't have confidence in it. Sometimes we speak it with doubt, glory to God. You can't have no doubt about this word. This word is true, glory to God. It created the heavens and the earth. That ought to be enough truth, glory to God. It created the stars. It created the moon. It created the bird. It created you and I. The breath that we are breathing comes from God. That ought to be enough truth, glory to God, for us to take up our cross and follow him all the way. Hallelujah. Possess the land. He was telling them, I swore this unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Somewhere down the line, Israel rejected God. But that didn't stop the promises of God. And God passed on to another nation with a new covenant. See, he didn't live on the mountain no more. God didn't go back to the same old covenant. He came forth with a new covenant and a new day and a new people. Ha komomo shaka. Glory to God. In a fresh word. Jesus told him many times, you can't put new wine into old skins. If you do it, it's going to destroy. So God said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give this new covenant, glory to God, to a new people. One who was, you call barbarous. One who, glory to God, that knew every sin under the sun. He said, I'm going to use them, glory to God. He used Paul, glory to God. Got him, the murderer, glory to God, that he was. And he changed his life. I'm going to tell you one thing. The only thing that's going to change us is when we make up our mind, then the word of God will change us. Hallelujah. You can't change yourself. You can do something different, but sooner or later you're going to get tired. Oh, God. But if you walk with Jesus, though you get tired, yet are you made strong. If you walk with God, you're going to have a fight on your hand. But he said, Lord, I'm with you always, even until the end. If you walk with God, you might get sick along the way. But remember, he said, I'm Jehovah Rapha, the healer. Glory to God. If you walk with God, you're going to be discouraged sometime. But keep on walking, because God said there's trouble on every side, but yet we are not in despair. If you walk with God, glory to God, you may be perplexed at times, but God said, I won't leave you. I won't fail you. I won't leave the enemy to sift you like wheat. Glory to God. If you walk with God, you're going to have some trouble. Glory to God. But God is greater than the trouble, just like he's greater than the mountain. Glory to God. If you walk with God, glory to God, you might be in despair sometimes. You might be hurting sometimes, glory to God. You might be this and you might be that. But if you walk with God, God will take you line up on line, precept up on precept, faith to faith, and glory to glory. God will lead you all the way home. But all you got to do is be willing to change. Hallelujah. Everybody stand.